Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly show about local libraries by the people who manage them.
Hi, I'm Meg Scher. I'm the executive director of the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, Connecticut, and I'm here with Leslie Battis, the assistant director of the Norfolk Library. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Meg.
And we're excited to be talking about summer reading programs and other things that are happening at the library this summer. Leslie, do you want to get us started telling us a little bit about the Norfolk Library?
The Norfolk Library was established in 1888, and we have a rich history of cultural programs and art shows, and we have a wonderful book sale at the end of August that drives a lot of our funding for all those programs.
And just to share a little bit about the Hunt Library, so we serve the town of Falls Village and the surrounding area. As you know, you might know, Falls Village is the second smallest town in Connecticut. And we were founded in 1891 by the Hunt sisters in honor of their brother, David Morgan Hunt. And I love sharing that this library was funded by women. And one of the things that they stipulated was that there would always be women on the board of directors, which in 1891 was an unusual thing. So that's one of my favorite parts about the library's history. Leslie, do you want to share some of the highlights of your summer reading program at Norfolk?
Yes. We have, it's the adventures theme. So we've had a karaoke adventure, and we've had Adventures of the Lost Treasure, which was a STEM show with a group called Tailwise. We also have the journals that the kids are keeping. They keep track of their adventures in their journal with a goal of finishing 10 adventures, such as drawing a picture of an adventure they've been on or coming to one of the summer reading programs at the library. For adults, we have our summer book bingo. And new this year, we have a teen book bingo. So we have something for all ages.
That's awesome. We also are doing adult book bingo at the Hunt. This is the second year that we've done it. And last year, adults were really excited to have something for them at the library, too. In terms of summer reading. They really enjoyed that. At The Hunt, we have a new children's librarian, Brittany Spear Barron, and she has revamped our reading logs. And so kids have a couple of different opportunities to either attend a program or read 10 pages and color in different squares. And once you get to 10 squares, you get to choose from our array of prizes. And we've had some kids, you know, being at the library and wanting to finish their 10 pages so that they could get their prize. So we've been giving out prizes already, which has been really fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome to see kids being excited about reading. Another thing that we're doing at the library that's new this year, we have a lot of summer programs for kids, and we're working on a garden collaboration with the elementary school, the Kellogg School across the lawn, and the Ottawa Farm in Falls Village, so we have a garden together. And Brittany is going to be incorporating the garden into story time on Tuesdays at 10:30. And starting in July, we'll be running a garden club on Wednesday afternoons at 3:30. So we're excited to be harvesting and weeding and eating out of the garden. And another new thing that we're doing at the Hunt this year is we're doing outreach to the Falls Village pool. So on Wednesdays, starting in July at 1:30, Brittany will be there for pools, pages, and popsicles. And you can take a break in the shade at the pool and have a story and a popsicle. And we're really excited about bringing the library to kids at the pool.
That's a great idea also. I love the title.
Thank you. The pool director came up with that one, which I loved. We're also doing a teen program. We're trying to figure out how to get more teens in the library. And this one, I've been running by teens as they come in, and they've been really excited about it. On Wednesday, July 4th at 5 p.m., Tom Wilson, who is a local Falls Villager, has written a Choose Your Own Adventure book, and he'll be running a Choose Your Own Adventure program at the library from 5 to 7 for teens and tweens with pizza, and we're really excited about that.
That's great to have such an active teen program in the summer. Ours gets quiet in the summer.
I've been really impressed by your teen program. And what do you call it, the Teen Advisory Council?
Yes. We have a group of 5 or 6 teens that are our council, and they help us come up with ideas that teens would actually like. You know, it's one thing for us to say, oh, let's show this movie, but the teens may think it's just not a great movie. So it's been great to have their input.
Awesome. That's awesome. I think my favorite program of yours, I saw that you guys did a hike with pies last year. Am I remembering it correctly?
Yes, that was a fun one. They wanted to do something outside for Earth Day, and we thought to hike up Haystack, but then they always seem to want food with adventures, and they wanted pies. So we all made pies, and we hiked the pies up to the top and had them there.
That's awesome. What a fun thing to do.
Yes.
Leslie, what other programs do you have coming up at the library this summer?
We have our ongoing Poetry Cafe, which is on Wednesday at 6 p.m., and it's really an appreciation of poetry. You could bring in a poem that you like. You can write a poem if you would like, or just come and listen to other people read the poetry they have brought in. We don't dissect it. We don't judge it. We might say, oh, I really liked that opening, but that's really all it is. It's a celebration of poetry.
Awesome.
Then our associates are our group that are like a Friends of the Library group, and they are a fundraising powerhouse. And this year, they are celebrating 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're having a lot of fun events that celebrate the 50 years. The funds that they raise pay for many, I think all actually, of our cultural events, concerts, book groups, and the summer reading program. And we also have art shows that we put on each month from local artists. And the funds it's a fundraiser, so some of the funds go back to the associates. So we've gotten together with artists that have shown here multiple times over the past 50 years, and we have 27 of them that will be in this show.
Cool.
So it shows 50 years of the diversity and the breadth and the talent that have been here at the library, and I think it's going to be a great show. That is on opening on Sunday, July 9th from 4 to 6. And those are a couple of our events. How about you?
Something we're doing new this year that I'm really excited about, we're collaborating with the Falls Village Recreational Commission to offer concerts on the library lawns. We're going to do a concert a month, and we start on June 29th at 6 p.m. with the Berkshire Resilience Brass Band. Ooh. And the idea is, you know, you bring a picnic, you bring some chairs, you hang out on the lawn, you get to listen to some good music. It's free. We really hope that community members will come and take advantage of it. We're going to do two more throughout the summer. July 27th at 6 p.m., Vance Cannon will be on the lawn. And August 24th, we're doing a community-wide open mic talent show.
So, oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I've been wanting to do that for a while. So that's something new that we're really excited about. We also have art shows. We have an art wall inside at the library, and sometimes during the summer, the receptions move out. And our next art show is Sarah Martinez and Allie Gibbons. Sarah's from Falls Village. Allie is from Sharon. And they're going to have a combined show that will open on the 20th of July from 5 to 7, and we're really excited to have those young women on the art wall. And something else that we have coming up, there's an author, she grew up in Lakeville, her name is Kate Shapira, and she wrote a book called Lessons from the Climate Change Anxiety Booth. So for the last 10 years, Kate lives in Providence, she's been setting up kind of a peanut-style booth, and people come and talk to her about their climate change anxiety. So she's written a book about it, it has some stories in it, it has some useful how-tos, you know, how to deal with our changing climate. So on July 13th, Kate is going to set the booth up on the lawn of the library from 10 to 12, and then she'll do a book talk at 1 o'clock, and I'm really excited about that.
I saw that, and I've heard about it. It sounds awesome. Kudos to you for setting that up. That's great.
Thank you. Well, I know Kate's mom, and Kate's mom did a great job of letting people know about Kate's book. Speaking of books, Leslie, what's been the most requested book at your library this month?
Well, I wasn't sure what that meant, requested by checked out or hold. So I have both. The books with the most holds this month are James by Percival Everett and The Women by Kristen Hannah. And the books that have been checked out the most are not those. It's The Frozen River by Ariel Lahan. That's a great book.
Yep.
And then a long title, The Hazelbourne Ladies Motorcycle and Flying Club by Helen Simonson.
Oh, I don't think I know that one.
That's a good book, actually. That's a good one. And then Close to Death by Anthony Horowitz. Those are our top three. In terms of nonfiction, it's The Demon of Unrest by Eric Larson and The Deerfield Massacre by James Swanson.
Oh, I don't think we have The Deerfield Massacre. I'm going to have to look into that.
It's popular. It's local, and it's you would think that living so close to Deerfield, we would know about it, but it's another one of those incidents in history that we weren't taught everything about it, so it's pretty interesting.
Right. Oh, interesting. I'm going to write that down. Are one of the most.
And how about you?
So we have a lot of overlap for sure. And when I listened to the last radio, the last librarians also said that The Women by Kristen Hannah was a very popular book. And for us, we have a lot of mystery lovers, and people are really excited about the new Jacqueline Winspear. So the newest book in the Maisie Dobbs series, The Comfort of Ghosts. I have a line of people waiting for that one. So that was one that was a little different for us. And Leslie, do you have any children's books to recommend?
Yes. Our children's librarian is Eileen Fitzgibbons, and she recommends Go Forth and Tell. It's by Brianna J. McDaniel and illustrated by April Harrison. And it's a picture book biography about a librarian and storyteller, Augusta Braxton Baker, who is the first Black coordinator of children's services at all branches of the New York Public Library.
Cool.
So it's a great story with really like lyrical verse in it and great illustrations also. How about you?
I have a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old. And so I've been keeping an eye on what they've been reading. And my 6-year-old is still very into picture books. We do a lot of reading of picture books, and one that I really enjoyed and he really enjoyed, because I think that's important, right? Both the parents and the kids
have
to enjoy the books, is a new one called Pickle Trims Go Wild by Marie D'Orleans. And I can't remember who the illustrator is, but the illustrations are beautiful. And it's about a family who's very organized and type A, and then they let their garden go wild, and how they kind of learn to find an in-between between the wild and the totally regimented. And it's a really beautiful picture book. And the other suggestion I have is a whole series. So my 9-year-old has been really into the I Survived series by Lauren Tarshis. And this one is one that I love because they have them both in graphic novel and in regular chapter book. And my 9-year-old has been bouncing back and forth between them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And I really love that. And he's learning a lot of history that he didn't know, and it feels relatable to him. And so those have been some really good ones for us.
Very good. It's always good to hear suggestions from other libraries and other people about what books they enjoy.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Leslie, for talking with me today. This was really fun.
It was very fun. Thanks a lot, Meg.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.